Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. We're here with a name you know. You know him as AJ Francis. You've known him as Top Dollar. This weekend, you'll know him as that guy who's doing the 7th annual canned food drive. It's going to be at College Park, University of Maryland, ahead of Maryland and Michigan. We got AJ Francis. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you for helping me spread the word about such a big cause for me. Like you said, it's the 7th annual, man. I've been doing this for years before I started wrestling. I was really doing it all the way back when I was in high school, but it became my event when I got to the NFL. So, I'm just very grateful to be able to give back to my community, man.
And I think you picked like a great game to do this because not only are you going to help people here, you know that Michigan is going to steal your entire game plan and start doing canned food drives of their own. You're helping people all over the place.
What a pop culture reference. Yeah, you know, the Wolverines, man, you know, they got their eyes on the prize. They're really watching, like Hawks. It is an away game, so they will have somebody there peeping the game, you know what I'm saying? But, it's funny. It's funny because every year we get lucky because – obviously, the whole thing is themed around because it's Thanksgiving coming up. And, you know, we want to be able to provide food for those in need at Sarah's house in Fort Meade, Maryland. And, you know, it's crazy because, like, we always do it the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And we always end up getting crazy matchups. Like, this year's Michigan. Last year was Ohio State. The year before that was Michigan. The year before that was Ohio State. And like, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? We always get great matchups, great games for people to come out to. And more importantly, those fan bases travel well, you know? So I actually end up doing like podcasts. I did a podcast with a Michigan fan base earlier this week to get down to their fans because their fans travel well, man, and they're going to be there. Their team's number two in the country. It's a chance for them to come to D.C. and see the city. So that's usually how they use that as a vacation. It's a good time. And it's for a great cause.
It is for a great cause. And this is your seventh year doing it, as we mentioned, the seventh annual one. How have you sort of fine-tuned the approach to this? Because, I mean, I've seen people like the Pope, Elijah Burke, and he told me about how the first time he did it, it's kind of overwhelming. And then you learn more about the process and sort of how that works.
One thing I learned more than anything is to not worry about the process, because I used to try to plan it out all year. I know the date that I'm going to do the year before, right? But like the actual planning of the event and particulars of things that need to be done, like I try to plan those out 3 months in advance, 4 months in advance, and you end up dragging teeth because the people you're working with, they're worried about what they're doing next week. Whether that be the football program itself, you know what I'm saying? Whether that be the college, whether that even be the people at Sarah's house. They got people they got to take care of right now. They're not worried about November. You know what I'm saying? Like in July, they're not worried about what your event in November. You know what I'm saying? They're worried about the people they have to take care of at this moment. So like for me, it's honestly like Elijah said, and you know, I love Pope. We've worked together many times, but I love the fact that like it's such a part of the Maryland like culture now, my event, so that like I can wait till 2 weeks before to start hitting people up like, yo, this is what I need. This is what I need. They're like, all right, cool. We got it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not as stressful as it used to be, but I still am doing it all myself. I mean, every interview I set up, I reached out to you. I was like, yo, I'm trying to pub my event. And the good thing is like, I have good relationships, not just in the wrestling media, but in sports media. And, you know, so like, and just wrestlers themselves and entertainers and former pro athletes and former Maryland alumni, and they're more than willing to try to help because they A, know it's a good cause, and B, like they appreciate what I'm trying to do. So they want to be a part of it.
I was really happy because I had mentioned this canned food drive on the air, and we had a couple Maryland fans that are like, you know what? We're tailgating. We're going to take some stuff out there. Why not? I mean, that is the perfect opportunity to do that. You're going to be out there having a good time. You're going to be out there eating anyway. Bring some canned food out there and help out some people in need.
And it don't got to just be canned food. You can bring any non-perishables. You can bring, if you have chips that you didn't open at the tailgate, you can bring those. Okay. If you have hygiene products, if you have, you know what I'm saying, like especially like tampons or, you know, baby wipes or diapers or anything like that, like those things are great too. Those things are needed. Like I said, majority of the people at Sarah's house are children. So like to be able to provide for the children is the thing that means the most to me, because this isn't the only event that I do. Like my family, we do trunk or treat, you know, we do back to school drives. We do toy drives for Christmas. Every year because there are kids there, but some of them are like high school kids. And, you know, like I'm not the only big child in the world. A lot of times when I would donate my sneakers that I don't wear to kids that were there that could fit them. Now, granted, that's like 1% of the population could actually fit my shoes. But, you know, I'm still helping out, you know.
But I mean, also the fact that there are people that. Where else are they going to find shoes like that?
Exactly. I have been blessed with a life that I live very comfortably, and I have a problem finding shoes for not a ridiculous price. You know what I'm saying? So
I've seen your shoe collection understand. Too.
Yeah, it's right there. It's right on the wall right here. Hold on. Let's see. That's just like not even half of them. I got shoes. Yeah. I got within my eyesight. I got 4 pair of shoes that I can see. Right. So it's like, there's just a lot going on. Even look at this, my workout shoes have my name on it. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like custom LeBrons, you know what I'm saying?
Those are nice.
But like, these are the things that I try to get back to my community, man, because I've always said, I am so grateful because at no point, even middle school, I wasn't the best player on my team. High school, I wasn't the best player on my team. Like, I just always put the work in, right? And I was blessed, and I didn't get hurt, and I stayed out of trouble, and I had a dad that made sure I stayed on the right path in order to accomplish my goals. And, you know, my dad is the reason I do these events. My dad started me on these events when I was a kid. So, like, I had a great example, but not everybody has that example, right? So, like, I try to be there for the people that need it the most.
So I'm doing a bit of a charitable cause in a couple of weeks. I'm raising money for NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, and in doing so, I am facing a 5'2" Australian woman, Shaza McKenzie. Do you have
love
any?
Shaza.
Do you have? I don't. She's terrible. Do you have any advice for me on how to defeat this woman? Considering, you know, just a couple of crossover athletes here, me and AJ Francis going over to wrestling.
You know, let's see. I think your best bet would probably be to not show up. She's probably going to beat you within an inch of her life. You know, she's a tough cookie, man. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You're willing to put the work in, but like, you're going to be the biggest heel in the building. I mean, without a doubt. No doubt about it, you're going to get booed out the joint.
That's like, better than them not making noise, which is what happened last time.
Yeah, there's nobody, I think, on Earth other than maybe me that could make you a babyface, right? So, like, you're going to get booed out the joint. So just embrace it. You know what I'm saying? Embrace it. Maybe you could channel that energy from the hate in the crowd. Maybe that'll help you out. But, I'd bet the house on Shaza. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd bet the house.
I'm going to hit her with a beautiful drop toe hold. But anyway.
Canadian Destroyer all day. Canadian Destroyer.
I'm American, okay? I'm American. I'm fighting American for Destroyer. America.
American Destroyer. Got it. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Like the American Dragon. Same thing.
Exactly.
You're basically the American Dragon. I understand. I got you.
So we are nearing your official free agency date. The WWE release happened a couple months ago. I believe it's closer to December is when you are eligible free. Are you going to continue to wrestle, or like, how's that going to work into 2024?
I'm going to be doing everything, man. I'm going to be making music. I'm going to be acting, and I'm never going to stop wrestling. Wrestling is a bug that has bit me that I will have for the rest of my life. I played on Thursday Night Football, Thanksgiving night in the NFL, primetime, 10 million people watching at home. And I'm telling you, even making a TFL in that game against Eli Manning, that does not compare against your music hitting and walking through that curtain, man. It doesn't. It just doesn't. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like 1-2 kick out and everybody thought it was 3. There's nothing like it, bro. There's nothing like that feeling. And it's not leaving my life for any time, especially not anytime soon. So you will be seeing more of me. We'll be able to have more of these conversations. I'll see you at all the big weekends. You know how that's going to be, like we always do. We'll set the internet on fire again, just taking pictures like usual. And that's what we do, man. I think only person that gets more hate in the world than me is probably you. I think probably just it's just you. I think you, yeah.
Well, you would get some hate on screen from Michael Cole. I always loved how that sold people.
Yeah.
Like, they thought.
I love Cole. I love
They
Cole,
thought man. You two hated each other. They really bought into the fact that you guys, or the idea that you guys hated each other.
Me and Cole try so hard to get a match set up between the two of us, right? Like, that was the end game for sure. And yes, Cole was going over. Yes, Cole was going to win that match. That's the whole story, bro. Like, that's the whole point. Like, people don't understand, like, the fact that, like, think about it. The night that I lost to Sheamus in the tag team gauntlet match, I lost in like 8 seconds. I slid in the ring. He gave me a bro kick, 1, 2, 3, and Cole says, thanks for coming, Flop Dollar, right? Well, me and Michael Cole trended all weekend, right? I was in the match for eight seconds. We knew what we were doing. You see what I'm saying? Like, Cole was trying to get me more opportunities, right? That's Cole is a genius. Cole is the best, and I wish nothing but the best for Michael Cole, man. I love that man. When the release happened, he was one of the first people to reach out to me. We had a conversation. Like, me and Cole are cool. I love Cole, man. So the fact that people think that was real beef shows how good he is at his job and shows, you know, kayfabe's not dead, brother. It's real to them still, brother. It's still real, you know? So it's funny the way that worked out, but I'm very grateful for my time in WWE. I'm very grateful that I got to work with guys like Cole. And like, yeah, I didn't want to leave, but they didn't want me there. So guess what? Now I can go anywhere and I plan on it. So I'm going to be everywhere in 2024 and I'm very much looking forward to it. But right now, my main focus is this Camp Food Drive this Saturday for sure.
And I'm very interested. Like, has there been a situation throughout this where, I wouldn't say unprepared or anything like this, but you were just overwhelmed by the outpouring and it was more than you even had expected. Like, how do you handle situations like that when you show up there and you're like, okay, people really showed out for this?
Yeah. It's amazing, man. The events, it's really amazing because I do it because it needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Like if our public school systems and our human resources and our, you know, homeless shelters and our orphanages, if all these things were properly funded, like, we wouldn't have to do events like this, but they're not. And so to be able to have this idea of using a community that I'm already steeped in so well, like the University of Maryland and Terp football, and using it to help out those in need for where I grew up. Because I grew up like 30 minutes from the college. You know, I'm from Maryland, but I grew up like 30 minutes from the college. I grew up in a different county. But the community still comes together to support the people in my community because I'm asking them to. And I got chills right now talking about it. Yeah. Like, it's amazing to me. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to be this beacon of hope to the people in my community. Like, right here, Pioneer City, it's right on this jersey, right? That's the jersey I wear in the action figure that just came out, right? Like, that's my hood. Like, that's where my grandmother still lives over there. Like, I've lived in and around, and my family's lived in and around Pioneer City, like, my whole life. Even before I was born, my dad lived, you know what I'm saying? Like, my dad grew up there with my uncle, with my aunt, with my grandmother, right? So my nana still lives over there. So it's like, to be that beacon of hope to those people in not just, hey, look, I'm a wrestler and I wore the hood on my jersey and I got an action figure and I'm in a video game. Like, yeah, like you can do it too. Not just that, but actually giving and providing for the people that need it. Right? Like, that's the thing that means the most to me, because like the kids at Sarah's house, they didn't choose to be in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just kids that need help. So I'm trying to help them.
You had mentioned you're going to also continue to do music. I know you did some stuff with Leo. You've done stuff with just a whole lot of people as well.
Yeah.
In your opinion, who is someone besides yourself, like, more people should be listening to for their music? It doesn't even just have to be rap, even.
All right, that's a good question. I'm in the wrestling business. Someone that people should listen to more for their music because I really like their music. I would say Probably Josiah. Josiah is great. He makes a lot of theme songs, but he makes really good like actual songs.
I mean, even like the theme song he did for Sean Spears, I just listened to that.
Yeah.
Like, how can you not get pumped up listening to that?
Yeah, he's great. He's a great, and we're going to work. So we've worked before in the past, and we're going to work more in the future.
I love Josiah. Leo's stuff too.
Leo's great. I love
Leo stuff.
Leo's a great. I love the fact that I was able to be on the album, and I was the first verse you hear on the last track. Like that was cool to me. Like, because I listened to the whole project, and the first song he has on there is called "Listen," and I love that song. Like I love that song. Like I played that song on repeat. Obviously, I listened to the song I was on multiple times as well, and a bunch of great artists on there. If I'm gonna say in hip hop, I would say West Side Gunn, man. West Side Gunn. Everybody in the wrestling business knows West Side Gunn because he's a big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
But like a lot of them don't listen to his music, right? He's a very, very dope artist. And then if I'm saying outside of hip hop, my personal favorite non-hip hop artist, he just dropped an album this year called Unreal Unearthed. And it's Hozier. I love Hozier. Okay. Everybody knows Hozier from Take Me to Church, right? Take Me to Church is his big banger. Take me to church, I worship like a duck. Everybody knows that song. But like he has so many songs better than that, right? But that's just like his big hit. And his last album he just dropped is probably his best album. So like I would say that's who I would say.
Nice, nice. What upcoming music projects can people look for coming from yourself?
Well, you're gonna hear my new single very, very soon.
Okay.
And it will be my new entrance music. So you'll hear it. It'll be, and you might you very well might. You might. But it'll come up very soon, man. I'm just really looking forward to 2024, man. I'm very much looking forward to it. And it's a good time. It's a good time in the wrestling industry. Couldn't be more thankful for my time in WWE, but that time is gone and my time is now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, of course, we're going to be talking about that more probably in the coming months, I would imagine. This will definitely not be the last time we speak to AJ Francis. But if you know what, not even if you're in the area, just drive, make the trip, College Park, University of Maryland.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
this weekend, it's his 7th annual canned food drive. But like you said, non-perishable items, some essential items and stuff as well. Anything helps. AJ, before we wrap up, just maybe run through the particulars of this and what you're hoping for.
So anything you can bring, like you said, non-perishables, canned goods, essential goods, anything you can bring that you know could be of use at Sarah's house, please bring it. We'll be collecting at the gates when you walk into the stadium. We'll have somebody at every gate so you don't have to go through a specific.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gate. I will be at the main gate, but I will have I have some celebrity friends at the other gates, as well as I have like my dad will be at some of the other gates. My uncle will be there. My nana will be there, you know, family friends, my boy Glenn Clark, you know, my boy Tony. There's going to be a bunch of really good people there working for a really good cause, and just bring up to the gate. Drop it in the bin and then go enjoy Maryland upsetting the number 2 ranked Michigan Wolverines, man. We doing it. I believe it. I believe in locks. We're going to do it.
I love it. I love it. AJ Francis, thank you so much. I really admire what you're doing here, what you've done for the last 7 years as well, helping out a lot of people. And we hope that we speak to you again very, very soon.
Oh, you know we will, man. That's a phone call away. Just make it happen, baby.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Peace.